Tell you, as a man think,
yes,
so is he.
That's yes.
Right. Whatever you think, that's who you are.
That's right.
Amen. Yeah. If you think bad about yourself, then you bad. If you think good about yourself, then you good. Amen?
Amen.
When we think about the word think, what are we thinking about? I know that sounds crazy. Thinking about thinking. What are we thinking? What are we thinking about thinking? What are we thinking? Wait a minute. Crazy.
Thoughts.
Concentrate.
Concentrating. Anybody else? When we thinking about thinking, what are we thinking?
Brother Marcus.
The Bible says a man thinketh, so is he. Think. And you know, so we say words every day and they sound like duh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, like yeah. You know, duh. Y'all ever been stuck in a spelling error, like and a stuck brain yes, pause man. Where you like, how you spell that? You've been spelling it all your life, but all of a sudden
yes.
You can't.
Yes.
Think. Some words we know and we use so much, we don't even think mm-hmm. about what to think about mm-hmm. the word when we thinking about it.
Amen.
I know
Amen.
It sounds crazy what I'm saying, but it's serious.
It is.
Think. To have a particular opinion and belief or idea, an ideology of thought, a thought process. Don't ask me how to spell that word. Because somebody, I can hear it in their spirit. How you spell that? if you're brave, raise your hand because you don't know how to spell it. Ideology. A process of thought. An opinion of what? Thought. The Bible tells us whatever a man thinks, so is he. Proverbs 23:7. Whatever a man thinketh, so is he.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
God told me, great is he that's on the inside.
Yes.
Than he who's in the world. Yes. He also said, no man is greater than another man.
Yes.
But the greatness on the inside of that man. No man greater than you, but the greatness in you. What's great about you that makes you think that you're greater than another man? I know that sounds confusing, but think about it. What God put in you that's great, that you know is great? Because see, whatever greatness that's in you, that's your purpose. Mm-hmm. And whatever your purpose is, nobody don't have to pay you for because it's your purpose.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's true.
This is my purpose.
Amen.
I don't have to get paid for this. Because I was chosen to do it.
Amen.
I wasn't called. I was chosen
Amen.
To do it. It's the difference between being called to do something and being chosen to
Amen.
Do something.
Amen.
Right. That's a whole another level of anointing.
Yes.
Being chosen. Because when you're chosen, you got to make choices. Mm-hmm. And some of your choices, you might not like to make. Amen? Amen. Am I talking to somebody?
Yes. Amen.
Am I making sense?
Yes.
When you call, it's different. Because you could just be called to do something. Like you managing something. I'm calling you to manage this. But when you chose, you've been given the assignment to perform it.
Amen.
Amen.
Proverbs 23:7 says what?
They are always thinking about how much it costs. Eat and drink, they say, but they don't mean it.
Amen. Amen. You're always thinking about stuff. What this costs? What this mean? What you're just filling your head with a bunch of voices. The Bible says, don't take care for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. For tomorrow takes care of itself.
Amen.
Don't think what you're going to eat. Don't think what you're going to drink. Don't think where you're going to live. Take it day by day.
Amen.
In other words, I'm going to hit Ebonics with y'all. Let life be life.
Amen. Amen.
Let life be life. Before you lose life and miss life because you was worried about life.
Right. That's good. That's so good, First Lady. So good.
When you wake up every day worrying about life, you can't live life. Because now you're not living, you're surviving.
That's right.
Because you're worrying about how you're going to do this, when you're going to do that, what's going to happen then, how it's going to... That wear you out. Mm-hmm. You know that wear you out and it keep you from sleeping at night?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Worrying about how this going to get done, that's going to get done, if I'm going to have enough of it, God will provide.
Amen.
If you put the eggs in the basket where they go, they're going to hatch.
Amen. 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 Amen.
And sit on it. They're going to hatch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But if you taking your eggs out the basket and letting them crack,
right.
What you get from a crack egg? A rotten one.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Am I making sense? Am I talking to grown folk?
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Ain't no babies up in here. But them two back there. I'm talking to grown folk. The Bible tells us whatever. Put your hand right here. Whatever I'm thinking.
Whatever I'm thinking.
That's who I am.
That's who I am.
Amen.
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 Proverbs 18 and 21. Whatever I'm thinking is who I am. If you think great, you great.
Amen.
If you think you're not great, you ain't.
Amen.
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 Proverbs 18 and 21 says,
the tongue can bring death or life. Those
Amen.
Who love to talk will reap the consequences.
Amen. So what you speak, what you get.
Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
Pastor used to always say, if you think you know what you know, you don't know nothing. Because a man should always search to know. And search to know God's word. I ain't say search to be nosy.
Right.
Or search to be a busybody. But search to know God. Search to know his word. Study to show thyself approved.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
What you speak is what you get. Because guess what? Whatever come out of man's heart is in his mouth.
That's right.
If a man keep talking money, 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 that's all he want.
Mm-hmm.
Come on in. Come on in. Hey, how y'all doing? If a man keep talking all the time saying... Women, 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 women. Or woman. Man, 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 man. That's all they want.
Amen.
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 Your mouth can tell what's in your heart.
That's good.
If anger is in your heart, it's going to come out your mouth.
That's right.
The Bible says anger rests in the bosom of the fools.
That's right.
So it's resting on you to say stuff you ain't got no business and to be angry. Remember, we have to understand the way we think shapes who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Your attitude determines your what?
Altitude.
You can't go up if you're looking down.
Amen.
You can't go up if you're thinking down.
Mm-hmm.
If you're thinking down, you can't go up. Amen?
Amen.
Colossians 4 and 6. Well, of course, Matthew 15, 18 through 20 first. Let's see what that says. 28, one of those. Last night I was sleepy. I'm sorry. The writing is little teeny teeny. I need my glasses on. And if I'm wrong, say you're wrong, Pastor. Go to the next scripture. I was like this doing my work. I'm so tired.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Matthew 15 and 18.
But the words you speak come from... The words you speak come from the heart. That's what defiles you.
Amen.
Amen. The words you speak come from the heart.
Yes.
And I just say that whatever come out your mouth is in your heart. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So if all you talking about is you, that's all in your heart. You.
Yep.
I'm this. I'm that. I'm this. That's all you're talking about is yourself. That's you selfish.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
When we look at a person, go to Colossians 4 and 6 before I go to the next one.
Let your conversation be gracious and attractive so that you will have the right response for everyone.
Amen. Amen. And you know why I'm telling you this? Ain't nothing more turning off than a man talking about himself all the time. Amen. Or a woman talking about herself all the time. Let somebody else tell you you're pretty.
Amen.
Let somebody else tell you you're a nice person. I'm nice. Somebody told me one time, I said, do you think you changed? And they said, oh, I know I changed. I said, well, make you think that? I don't know. I just feel like I changed. I said, well, you know what? If you saying you changed yourself, you ain't changed. Mm-hmm. Let somebody else tell you you changed. Because it's showing on the outside. Because if you change, only you thinking it on the inside, you ain't changing.
Amen.
Amen. Am I making sense?
Yes, ma'am.
That's very vain. There's something in the Bible called being vain. Where you talking about yourself all the time. Like you all that in a bag of chips. Let somebody else tell you you're pretty. Let somebody else tell you you're a wonderful person. Let somebody else tell you you're smart, you're intelligent. Remember on the Help That movie? You're precious. You're special. You're beautiful. She was trying to feed her. Telling her nice things about herself so she would think that way. She wanted to put it in her ear so she would believe it.
That's right.
That's what the word of God do. He puts it in your ear. He put it in your mind so you will believe you're fearfully and wonderfully made.
That's right.
So you'll believe that no man is greater than you.
Amen.
But Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He tell you all good things to feed your spirit so it'll feed your heart, so it'll come out your mouth.
Amen.
And you won't have a problem saying it.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? Every day, if it's just once a week, take a sticky and put on your mirror and put one spiritual affirmation about yourself. I'm a great leader. Watch you become a great leader.
Amen.
I'm a holy man, a holy woman. Watch you become a holy man, a holy woman.
Amen.
Whatever you say about yourself, if you manifest good, good gonna be manifested.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
But if you say poor things about yourself, you're gonna get poor.
Amen. That's right.
Poor results.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Keep saying. Oh, I ain't gonna testify. I'm gonna leave that alone. But keep saying you desire a certain type of car. Mm-hmm. Keep saying it. Mm-hmm. Watch you drive it.
Amen. Amen.
I'm serious. That's right. I'm serious.
That's right.
You gonna drive that car. Because you put it out there.
Yes.
You put it in the atmosphere.
Yes.
And your focus gonna be God's focus.
Amen.
Especially if you have a positive reason for wanting it.
That's right. Amen.
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 Yes.
You got a positive reason for wanting it.
Amen.
God gonna give it to you.
That's right.
Not to be selfish though. If you say I want a Escalade, a Cadillac Escalade. A 2025 Cadillac Escalade to bring people of God to church.
Amen.
Watch again.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
He gonna provide for you, and you ain't gonna struggle paying for it.
Amen.
Every time you think you ain't gonna be able to pay for it, he gonna send some money to you.
That's right.
Amen.
Because your heart was right.
That's right.
And it came out of your mouth.
Amen.
That you had the right heart to get it. Whatever you do, always have the right motive.
Amen.
And the right heart. When we look at a person, you feel you can perceive and know what they're up to and what they're thinking and who they are and what they like. Mm-hmm. But sometimes we perceive wrong. Mm-hmm. You ever looked at a person just because they had tattoos and earrings and they have dreads in their hair? You thought they was terrible? Mm-hmm. It was like, ooh, that's a rough person. Mm-hmm. That's a lie.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's a lie. Mm-hmm. I remember a man prophesied, the pastor at the gas station looked straight like a Jamaican. Mm-hmm. He had tattoos, earrings, dreads. But just what that man said sitting here right now.
Amen.
The people of God. He said, don't worry about that small congregation.
Amen.
He said, you might not be here to see it, but you're going to see it.
Amen.
Somebody going to see that vision.
Amen.
While he was pumping gas. Mm. God have his way of sending an angel to let you know. Don't judge a man by his cover.
Amen.
Think of a man of his heart. Amen. What that man is saying all the time. What that man, not even his actions sometimes. Because we make mistakes, right? We fall short of the glory. It's what's inside that man's heart gonna keep coming out. Let me tell you something. I think I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. If a person don't tell you they love you, because they don't.
That's right.
Amen.
If a person don't say they thankful, because they unthankful.
That's right.
If a person don't say I'm grateful, because they ungrateful.
That's right.
Amen.
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 Whatever that person is, it's gonna come out.
That's right.
Talk to them long enough. That's why it's important not to just look at the person. Look at the character. And it takes a minute to look at their character. Because you're building a relationship. Once you build a relationship, you can know what's in his mouth or in his heart. Amen?
Amen.
Go to Colossians 3 and 2. Their words tell you what they believe.
That's true.
Amen.
Guess what? I'm going to use this as an example. When you meet a Muslim, what are you going to keep talking about? Muhammad. Because that's what he believes. Mm-hmm. When you meet a Christian, you going to keep talking. He going to talk about Christ. Because he Christ-like.
Amen.
When you meet a Jehovah Witness, what are you going to be talking about? The Watchtower.
Yep.
Jehovah God. I'm telling you. Amen. So whatever, when you meet somebody, this is going to be your homework. This week, when y'all meet people, listen to their words.
Okay. Amen.
Okay.
Strike up a conversation and listen to their words. If they're a social media person, they're going to talk about Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. They're going to just go for it. Mm-hmm. Listen to their words, and you're going to know what's in that person's heart. Amen?
Amen.
You will. You're going to know exactly what's in their heart by the words of their mouth. If they're talking about their children, that's in their heart.
Amen.
If you meet a person, they always talking about their children, they really love their child.
Right.
And they're going to always talk about their child because they really love them.
Mm-hmm.
If you meet a superficial person who's always talking about materialistic things, that's who they are.
That's right.
If it look like a duck, it's quacking like a duck, it's a duck.
That's right.
Why y'all wanted to be an eagle? When it's a freaking duck.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Don't fool yourself. Colossians 3 and 2 said what?
Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth.
Amen.
Amen.
Think of those things that are good. Whatever God is saying in his word, that's what you think on. That's
right.
What you meditate on.
Amen.
Think of his peace. Think of his love. Think of his joy. Think of how he provides you with prosperity and safety and protection. Like the brother said, he was on his way to a parade and God put him in. That he might have been going to lose his life out there. God stopped him in his tracks, turned him around, and let him hear him.
Amen.
Yes.
And what he wanted to give him. We got to be sensitive to the spirit.
Amen.
Take your time when you listen to these people this week before you speak. I'm not saying that you should examine every word, but you should listen to the words coming out of their mouth. Especially if you intend on allowing them in your circle. Listen to their words, because you don't want to get set up from the neck up.
That's good, First Lady.
Because some people come at you, and they'll come at you with this. Like women, they lips soft and slithery.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious. Two things men get caught up with: money and women.
That's right.
More money than women. But if it's the right woman, she gonna get that money too. She gonna get it out of his pocket, take it straight out of his pocket. Their lips are like all slippery oil.
Mm-hmm.
Watch, just listen at them. When you talk to them, I know a girl, she could talk you out your whole wallet. And he'd be like, I'm like, how she did that? Jesus. And I'm like, that's her ways. They got men like that too. They got men you ain't never saw, you'll give your whole wallet to them. It's their words. They know what to say. They know how to manipulate and massage their heart to get you to open up. You got to be wise.
Amen.
Listen for what come out their mouth. Especially, that's just a tip. Especially if they're going to be in your circle. Pay attention to what they're telling you. They're not there for nothing. Like I talk about the church. Everybody in the church come for a different reason. Some people come to be set free, healed, and delivered. Some people come for a wife or a husband. Some people come for the fishes and the loaves. Some people come because they want to show off their new clothes. They got so many reasons why people come to church. Serious. But you got to know what you're coming for.
Amen.
And you got to focus on what you coming for. What is God bringing you to the house of God for? That's what you concentrate on.
Amen.
He bringing you to the house for to fix your life, get your life fixed.
Amen.
Don't leave here until your life is fixed.
Amen.
Amen.
If hell is in your thought process, you will hear hell come out of your mouth.
Jesus.
Serious. You ever met, they say in the Bible about the woman on the roof nagging all the time.
Yep.
If she gonna nag, I'm telling you, they got some women will run you out the house with their mouth. Jesus. Shut up! Keep your mouth closed. Because if the man don't want to cheat on you, he's going to cheat because you're running your mouth. Learn how to be nice. Everything he tell you, got to answer. Hush. When you close your mouth, he don't know what's on your mind. You want to win him? Keep your mouth closed. But some of us can't. Men, when they get like that, they lock their pocket. You ain't locking your pocket on me. I know how to shut up. I've made my mistakes already.
Yeah.
They lock their pocket on me. They do. All that little cute stuff you want, you ain't getting. Because he gonna remember. But if you shut your mouth and go in that kitchen and make him a nice hot meal, I ain't trying to tell y'all how to be with your man. That's not what I'm doing. I'm just trying to tell you the right way to do it. Give him some peace when he open the door.
Amen.
Instead of hell. Because sometimes hell is in your mouth. Men too. They got some nagging men. The wife done went out there, worked, brought home the bacon. He wanted to cook it, fry it, and serve it. Oh, no, you asked for too much. Now, if you go out there and you get the bacon, I'll fry it. Serve it to you and keep my mouth closed while you're getting the hot plate. But I ain't going to do it all.
That's right.
Amen.
Am I making sense? I don't know about this thing. It's all right now. I think it's me. We got to know that we know that we know. Keep anger to yourself. Amen. Go cool off. Because I'm going to tell you what it does. It make you look foolish. Because some stuff you can't take it back. You say some stuff and you done put it out there now. Know what he doing when you lay down and go to sleep like this? He watching you. she might be cooking some grits for me. Y'all remember how grits green? That woman thought they had grits on L Green?
Yeah.
He was spending his days at the hospital. I'm telling you. And we all did it. Ain't nobody perfect. I done looked at pastor like this too. What should I give him to eat tonight? A little kind of. None of us perfect. Uh-uh. We all fall short of the glory. Yes. It's when we admit it and ask God to heal us and take it from us with our mouth.
Right.
From our heart.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
As a man thinks, so is he. If I think I'ma kill you, I'ma kill you.
That's right.
If I think I'ma steal from you, I'ma steal from you. Uh-huh. If I think I'ma lie to you, I'ma lie to you.
Yep.
So that's why God is telling us to go back in his word and think of all those things that are good, uh-huh, that are holy, that is of good report. And it starts with a renewed mind. That's the only way you're going to make it. The way we think determines what we do.
That's right.
The way we think determines what efforts we're going to make it happen. If you think, I ain't going to be able to make enough, I'm going to steal it from you, jack you and scam you, that's what's going to happen. I'm going to be sitting up all night thinking how to scheme. Mm-hmm. Am I making sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Let me tell y'all something. If I can't tell you the truth, I ain't going to tell you at all. Because me sitting up here lying and hollering and spitting and screaming and running around the church is not healing y'all. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, as a man thinketh, so is he.
Amen.
When a man see a female in the street, right? Mm-hmm. And he can look at that female and say, wow, that's a nice female. Mm-hmm. He gonna go and he gonna start talking to her. She gonna listen, because see, women go by what they hear. She gonna listen to everything that male say. That gonna determine whether she call you back. Right. whatever you say, she gonna listen. Because she's going to be thinking about what's coming out of your head. Because you done opened your mouth. Mm-hmm. When somebody tell you something, don't believe everything here.
Right.
Because they got some people who real slick. Mm-hmm. Their tongue slithery. They'll tell you, yep, oh, I love you. Don't mean it.
Yep.
I love you so much, co-pastor. I just love you to death. Mm-hmm. Really? Mm-hmm. Where you at?
Amen.
Right. Amen.
What bus you done took? Mm-hmm. With all your love, mm-hmm, kindness, and tender mercy.
Jesus.
With all your lies.
That's what Ashley look like.
Mm-hmm. Think about how you like want your life to go. Mm-hmm. Don't live it vicariously. Think about. Take the time to think, process, and meditate on your moves. Pastor told me that. Anybody come to you talking fast to do something, don't do it.
That's right.
Amen. That's
right. Don't do it because they're trying to get something out you.
Yep. Yes.
Take your time and process. If I do this, how this going to turn out? If I do that, how that going to turn out?
Right.
If I steal, am I going to jail? Can I get caught? If I lie, can it catch up with me and I got to tell the truth? Mm-hmm. Think about your moves.
Amen.
I don't know if I'm making sense to y'all. This ain't no jumping around message. The Bible reminds us to think of the fruits of the Spirit.
Yes.
Philippians 4 and 8, the good things. Go to Philippians 4 and 8. The good things. That's going to determine your altitude in life. When you hear the enemy coming in your head to start making you think bad thoughts, rebuke that.
Amen.
Pull that stronghold down.
That's right.
Because that's a voice. The Bible said, my sheep know my voice.
That's right. Yes.
And the Lord ain't going to tell you nothing to do nothing wrong to nobody.
Amen.
Philippians 4:8 says what?
And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise.
Amen.
Amen.
If it ain't worthy of praise, it ain't no good.
That's Amen. Right.
The word don't lie. Look at your neighbor and say, the word don't lie.
The word don't lie.
It don't. We go get all these books by Malcolm X, Vanessa X, all these people, and we read what these people's thoughts are. Where do you think the thoughts came from? Mm-hmm. They didn't just make it up.
Mm-mm. Right.
Some of those thoughts came from their own ideologies. Mm-hmm. Their own philosophy of what they feel life is about to them. And that's how you get to know who that person is, like Malcolm X. You get to know his beliefs because his thoughts is in that book. Mm-hmm. That's how you get to know God. Mm-hmm. You get to know his beliefs when you read the Bible because his thoughts is in that book.
Yes.
His ways, not your ways. That's his right. thoughts, not your thoughts.
That's right.
So when you hear and you see his words on the paper and you read his words, that's his thoughts for you. That's how he feel about you. He ain't going to tell you start a riot. He ain't going to tell you black power. Where that's at in the Bible? White power. I ain't never saw that. Amen?
Amen.
That's people's thoughts.
Yes.
That's the way they thinking.
Right.
That's what they processing.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes, ma'am.
And when you read that junk, some of it, if you process it.
Yes.
Each religion got their own book.
Mm-hmm.
Muhammad got his Bible. Jehovah's Witness got their Bible. You know why? Because that's the thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
That's the belief they have. Just like God got his Bible for Christians. Because
mm-hmm.
that's the belief he got.
Yes.
Amen.
And that's what's going to deter your thought process. That's going to penetrate your heart. Where it's going to come out your what?
Mouth.
I'm trying to explain the process of thought. When we see somebody that we attracted to, first we see their outer appearance. Then your mind goes somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Sweet baby Jesus, she just be going somewhere. It's like, okay, look at the guns on that joker. I'm serious. It's some things you, it's a process, right?
Yes, it is.
I mean, let's be real with each other. It's a process.
Yes, it is.
Your mind, and that's the way God do. His word is a process.
Right.
It processes us.
Yes.
It start work. It cook us.
Yes.
Like you put it, he put it in. He put it in a slow cooker, and he just let it cook in your thoughts. And next thing you know, you're gonna see change. Amen. When you used to drink, you ain't gonna drink no more.
Amen.
When you used to club, you ain't gonna club Amen. No more. When you used to smoke, you ain't gonna smoke no more.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see a process happen. And then one day you're going to wake up and those things going to be none and void in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't going to even, you're going, it's going to only be a past thing.
Yes.
Man, I used to get up on Sunday morning and be drunk.
That was me.
I'm serious. Mm-hmm. Them just came inside.
Yep.
Them been out all night. And now we don't do it no more.
Amen.
Amen.
Because of the process of the word that penetrated our thoughts, that went to our heart,
yes.
that came out our mouth.
Yes.
Now we're able to sit there and testify and say, I don't do this no more.
Amen.
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 And you, we can teach other people how to not do it.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
And they can hear where we came from.
Yes.
Because now it's in our heart.
Yes.
And it's coming out our what?
Mouth. Mouth.
Am I making sense? Have I explained
yes,
this?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Sometimes God tell us to do things that we don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
But when God tell us to do things, don't overlook it. Step out into the deep.
Amen.
And watch God move. Meditate on his law day and night. Meditate. Because if God give you an assignment, that means he trusts you with it.
Amen.
Go to Psalms 19 and 14. That's my last scripture, y'all. I just want y'all to understand when I teach about something that God give me, I want you to have the full understanding of what it means.
Amen.
Because everybody got a different thought process. Mm-hmm. They think different. We all think different.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say?
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
Amen. Psalms 19 and 14. May the meditation of my mouth, amen, be pleasing in thy sight. So when you think about those things that are pleasing to God and it come out of your mouth, you're pleasing God.
Amen.
Don't worry about pleasing man, because they ain't never got, you ain't going to never do enough for them.
Right.
I don't care how much you do, you ain't going to never do enough for man. Mm-mm. You can't please a witch, a warlock, and a sorcerer.
That's right.
Amen.
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 The more you give, the more they want.
Mm-hmm.
That's they right. Like an empty well.
That's
with
right.
No water.
Mm.
And they definitely ain't got no living water. Mm-hmm. So when you pour, you just pour and pour and pour into an empty vessel.
That's right.
Let God fill your cup.
Amen.
Let God fill your cup. Meditate on him day and night. Process thoughts. Listen to words. Watch the slithery tongues.
Amen.
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 Pay attention. Think about if this person is bringing prosperity. Or if they depleting you.
Mm-hmm.
If it ain't beneficial, it ain't a benefit.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And I'm not talking about just material things. I'm talking about life. Because everything ain't about money. As long as you're living, you're going to get some more money.
That's right.
Amen.
Money is out there. It's a product. It's a commodity. You're going to pick it up. I don't care if it's a quarter. You could walk down the street and find a dollar on the ground. Money is always out there. But you only got one life.
Amen.
There are many, many, many thousands and billions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Don't sell your soul and sell your life out.
Amen.
Meditate. Meditate on what God is telling you.
Amen.
Am I making sense?
Yes, ma'am.
I love y'all.
We love you.
In Jesus' name. Look at your neighbor and say, it's right.
It's right.
It's true.
It's true.
But it's tight.
But it's tight.
I just got to deal with it. I just got to deal with it.
Amen.
I got to deal with it too.
Amen.
The word ain't just for y'all. It's for me too. I got to deal with it. And I'm serious about that. Watch your circle.
Yes.
Amen.
Watch you in your circle, in your group.
Yep.
And when you see it and it's quacking like a duck, it's a duck.
Mm-hmm.
Dismiss the ducks.
Right.
Because you're an eagle. Amen.
Hey, glory.
You flying somewhere.
Amen.
You ain't no chicken.
Amen.
You're an eagle. You soaring. Amen. Look at an eagle the way it fly. Look at a chicken. They don't even get off the ground. They just walk around like this. They don't even get off the ground. Mm-mm. But an eagle soar.
Yes.
He got vision.
Yes.
He see miles and miles and miles away.
Yes.
That's how God wants you to be.
Yes.
He wants you to see it.
Yes.
Pray.
Yes.
Project it.
Yes.
Protect it.
Mm.
That's what he wants. Mm-hmm. He don't want you sitting out picking chicken.
Amen.
Man, go ahead. I ain't no pigeon. I'm an eagle.
Amen.
What I look like hanging out with chickens?
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all great. Amen. God made y'all fearfully and wonderfully. You're great.
Mm-hmm.
You got so much potential inside of you. Remember, no man is greater than another man.
Amen.
But the greatness on the inside of that man.
Mm-hmm.
Look at your neighbor and say, I'm great.
I'm great.
Amen. You great.
Amen. Amen.
You think God will give his only son for nothing?
Mm-hmm.
For trash?
Mm-hmm.
For junk?
Mm-hmm.
He gave his son because he knew y'all was great and it was worth giving his son.
Amen.
So y'all have a right to the tree of life.
Amen. Yes.
Not the tree of survival.
Right.
The tree of life.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Am I making sense?
Yes.
I love you in Jesus' name. Be blessed.
Amen.